Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, Maximo for Service Providers, New License Model for Internal Service Providers. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Angela Pitts. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Mark. Welcome, everybody. My name again is Angela Pitts, and I am Market Management for Maximo for Service Providers. If you turn to page 2, we'll go over the objective for today's meeting. We have a new licensing model for internal service providers, which offers a solution for aligning chargeback and service level management, combined with work and asset inventory management to drive down overall operating costs for the business. The addition of this new license model for IBM Maximo for Service Provider addresses customers who need to charge back and bill internal business units for asset management services to drive down enterprise level operating costs. I'll give a brief summary of internal service providers versus our managed service provider licensing. And if you'll turn to page 3, we'll go over the agenda real quick. Again, I'll give you an introduction to our internal service provider. I'll go over the service provider business models, the target market for internal service provider, our key features that are in Maximo for Service Providers, the packaging and license, and then some additional helpful reference material at the end of the presentation. On chart 4, the service provider business models that we support are 1, the managed service provider, and 2, an internal service provider. We introduced Maximo for Service Providers in third quarter of last year, only supporting the managed service provider model. That licensing model is for a company that manages assets and provides services for revenue. It's a one-to-many relationship between the managed service provider and its many clients. The managed service provider owns the licensing for the software to manage their clients' assets. And the value they obtain from the managed service provider terms and conditions to reuse the licenses with new clients. This new business model for internal service provider that we're going to be talking about today is a little bit different. This is for internal departments within the same company providing a service managed with applications based on the Maximo technology. They must recover cost or provide cost information to support decision-making, and the license are purchased and used by the same company in a non-for-profit organization. So if you'll turn to chart 5, talk a little bit more about the internal service provider target market to help you understand. The target market for internal service providers are departments or shared services organizations. That's a key word that you need to listen for in your client meetings, the shared services organizations who wish to charge back internal business units within their enterprise for the services that they provide. These departments and or shared services organizations have specific services that they're focused on delivery, and they know the customers that they serve within the enterprise. They understand their customers' expectations, and they have a service orientation with technical competencies to deliver excellent services. Some examples of this are facilities department. We've been approached by many universities that want to use this product for managing a facilities department. We've also been approached by some companies that want to use this for their IT department to be able to charge back for services they provide. We've also been approached by local government agencies who want to have transportation groups that are shared between groups of the local agency, and they want to charge back, as well as shared services organizations who might do a couple of different, business units all together in one organization to charge back for the services that they provide. Now, Maximo for Service Providers does apply to all 4 asset classes: production equipment, facilities, transportation, IT hardware, and software. On chart 6, the value statement of this product is to provide a solution with capability for aligning chargeback and service level management combined with work and asset inventory management to drive down overall operating costs for the business. This is a key part of your discussion with your clients to understand how service provider can help them drive down that internal cost And we're going to talk more about those features in the upcoming slide. If you look at Chart 7, here's an overall of the Maximo for Service Provider solution. And Maximo software solutions and their best practices have been around for more than 20 years by thousands of organizations to track, manage, and maintain their business-critical assets. Service providers have unique requirements and need a management solution that provides integrated support for managing service requests, providing unique customer agreements, billing their customers, and managing their direct workforce and third-party services. The IBM Maximo for Service Provider features are added to the existing base Maximo capabilities in Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Tivoli Service Request Manager, and Maximo Asset Management. Then it creates a comprehensive solution for the managed service provider business. The solution includes two new modules, customer management and financial management, and enhances the service management module. The Tivoli advantage is that these solutions are all built on a common platform with a common user interface, a common data model, and a common workflow engine. The component-based architecture performs all processing on the main application server, with no software or configuration needed on the client workstations. Users access the application via browser connections, which reduces hardware requirements for client workstations and provides central system management. Upgrades, product updates, troubleshooting, and customization can be handled on central servers in one location by one system administration staff rather than individually at each server or client workstation. On Chart 8, let's talk a little bit more about the details of the features that you're going to see in Maximo for Service Providers. In the Financial Management module, it has many key features targeted for the service provider business. Customer billing is a new application in this module. The billing application provides batch control functionality. It is created for each customer agreement according to the billing frequency specified in the agreement, and the batch consists of all the work orders, tickets, and sales orders that were completed during the billing period, as well as any unbilled transactions from prior billing periods. The billing application is used by the service provider to review and to adjust, if necessary, any transactions in the batch. Once the service provider has reviewed the batch, they may allow the client to review before it is sent to the service provider's accounting system for invoicing. Now, you may not have invoicing if it's an internal or a shared service provider type of business model. However, they do want to charge back and cost to that accounting code. There is a separate application called the Bill Review that is intended to provide a secure and less detailed view of the batch for the client's review and approval. So one of the clients can actually go in via web-based application and review the charges for the month that they're going to incur before those charges are sent to the billing. The sales order application is a new Maximo for Service Provider application. It's used to create pricing transactions that are not related to work that is done or to specific cost transactions. It's commonly used to include the billing of monthly maintenance fees, the billing of IT asset management, usage for resources or performance, or the issuance of credits. The financial management module advantage to the service provider is detailed and accurate billing. On Chart 9, customer management module, again, is a new module and provides the ability to manage multiple customers in a single application instance. There is complete security and segregation of customer data. The service provider's client will only be able to view and access their information. Customers are associated with locations, and when a ticket or a work order is created, the location entered on the ticket, sales order, or work order associates the customer with it. Customer agreements can be unique or global. The customer agreement contains the customer billing address, the customer business address, the general terms and conditions of the agreement, including the start date, expiration date, billing frequency, etc., that's used to calculate prices on the work orders, tickets, or sales orders. Once an agreement has been approved, it may not be changed, but a revision of the agreement may be created. Once the revision is approved, the approved revision replaces the prior revision. The SLA application is an existing application that has been modified to take advantage of the architectural similarities between service level agreements, price schedules, and response plans. And the process of the redesign, functional enhancements were added to improve its usability. Customer pricing is usually indicative of service levels provided. Generally, a high price is associated with a higher level of service. We can uniquely manage these agreements based on the service provider's customers' expectations and align revenue with the cost of providing a service as a result. The customer management module advantage to the service provider is provided by leveraging a single instance to manage multiple customers and by providing the capability to quickly bring aboard new customers, which reduces the total cost of ownership. And finally, on Chart 10, our service management module and the Maximo for Service Provider solution can help service providers improve efficiency of service delivery with automatic notification and automatic assignments of responsibility and job plans. The response plan is a new service provider application, and it's used to provide consistency in the service management process. It does this by removing the need for service agents to decide what processing should take place for a given situation. For example, if the condition can be defined for when a given template should be applied to a ticket, this template can be applied automatically by the response plan. This eliminates the need to train the service agent to recognize when to apply certain templates and also removes a source of error from the process. The response plan uses a rules engine to determine the person or group responsible for a location or an asset in a given situation, the vendor to whom should work assigned to a given situation, the job plan and the processing steps to be used for work on an asset in a given situation, the person or groups that should be notified regarding an asset in a given situation. So you can see that this particular function is very important to a service provider and can reduce headcount. Work orders and incidents were also enhanced to include customers and service address. And to calculate price whenever planned or actual transactions are added to the work order. The ability to add miscellaneous fees and charges, for example, trip charges, is included. The enhancements also support the use of price quotes on a work order. There are two types of price quotes used in Maximo for Service Provider. We have a fixed and a not to exceed. The service management module provides the service provider with the advantage of improved efficiency through automatic notification, an assignment of responsibility and job plan, and the flexibility to extend services by providing quotes and miscellaneous fees and charges. On Chart 11, talk a little bit about service provider roles and the business value they will obtain from leveraging the features of service provider. Your asset specialist, which can be an IT administrator, a mechanic, an engineering specialist, depending on the vertical market which you are selling into, they will have increased productivity and improved accuracy for completing tasks correctly and timely by using automated response plans, job plans, and automatic notification. Your service managers will have improved customer relationship by managing expectations, proactively managing weak areas of service to reduce risk. By using our customer agreements, varied price schedules based on SLAs, and your SLA KPIs. In accounting, they will have improved accuracy of internal billing by tracking costs of services by users, improved cost budgeting and planning with the use of historical data, by using the billing and GL export features. Your financial analyst will have increased accuracy of charges associated with services and assets, again by using billing and reporting. Business unit managers will have visibility into service delivery charges and performance against service level agreements using bill review and SLA KPIs. We estimate that 5 to 10% of the core product users will be Maximo for service provider power users, meaning that they will be users of the core application plus features of the service provider application. If you'll turn to chart 12, let's talk about the packaging for a moment. Maximo for service provider is not a standalone application, and it cannot be installed by itself. The new features extend the capability of our existing asset management and service management solutions. Maximo for internal service providers is sold as an option to IBM Maximo Asset Management, IBM Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and IBM Tivoli Service Request Manager. Chart 13, our pricing and pricing metrics that are being used for the internal service provider model. We have a per-install charge of $15,000. This is a one-time charge per instance installed. We also have an authorized user, and this is a PPA term. If you're ordering from FCT, that's going to be your registered user. And the cost of that user is $750. We do require a prerequisite of an authorized or registered user for Maximo Asset Management, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, or Tivoli Service Request Manager, whichever application you're extending with the service provider option. This authorizes the use for the service provider applications, customer agreement, customer application, response plan, sales order, service level agreements, customer billing, and so on. Chart 14, I just want to talk to you for a minute about some important licensing information. I've included these references to the internal service provider and managed service provider license information to demonstrate to you how we define and differentiate the two business models. We talked about the business models earlier and the fact that we introduced, when we first released the product, the managed service provider licensing and packaging last year, and now we're introducing the internal service provider licensing and packaging. As the license states, you are an internal service provider if you license and use the program to provide information technology services in support of the maintenance and or operation of a set of assets that are owned by your organization. Again, that's internal to the company that is owned by the department or shared services that are buying the program. The managed service provider licensing stipulates that you license and use the programs to provide information technology services in support of the maintenance and or operation of a set of assets that are owned by one or more of your clients. Those are clients that are outside of the organization. Again, this is a for-profit business model. That's their business. So you need to make sure when you understand when you're selling to your customer, whether you're talking to them about an internal service provider model or a managed service provider model. You cannot sell a customer licensing for both managed service provider and internal service provider. If your customer is a managed service provider, they must purchase the appropriate product with the managed service provider terms and conditions that's appropriate for them to use the product. That's very important to remember. If you have any questions on that or any questions that you want to talk about your specific customer situation, feel free to contact me and get guidance on which licensing model to quote and to talk to your customer about. Very important. On chart 15, I've given you some additional information here about the part numbers within PPA and FCT for ordering internal service provider. Just a reference. So on chart 16, again, another reference for you. If you want more information about the license, you can find the existing product Alive on our IBM website listed on this chart. You just need to click on search for a specific program license agreement, enter Maximo into the search criteria, select the appropriate product, and then request for the IBM licensing information document, submit button, and the license information will display in the browser. And that's the easiest way for you to go in and check out the license yourself and make sure you understand the difference between the internal service provider and the managed service provider offerings. On chart 17, our reference materials, there are two additional Tivoli talks on extreme leverage. We have a Maximo Tivoli talk that was provided by Bo Batty, who is the product designer and architect for the product. And Bo goes into more detail, of course, on the product features, and he provides a brief demo. The second Tivoli talk is what you need to know about selling Maximo for service providers. And this presentation was provided in November of 2007 with the emphasis on the managed service provider market. On chart 18, we have a customer brochure. It's generic to any industry. It talks about the features of Maximo for service provider. It's available on Extreme Leverage. On chart 19, if you're in doubt about any of this information and about how to give your customer a quote, please contact your manager first, and then contact myself, Angela Pitts, for packaging or licensing questions. Craig Dawson is our pricing support person, and Bo Batty and Don Busick can help with technical or RFP support. I provided one last chart in the deck. There has been questions about positioning service provider and Tivoli usage and accounting manager. And I just wanted to provide you some additional information to help you understand the differences between these two products. They're very similar in their marketing messages. However, they are a little different in the way they work, and it's important for you to also understand this offering and how it differentiates itself in the marketplace in case your customer is interested. And that concludes our discussion today on internal service providers. So, Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
We are done.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Nice job, Angela. It sounded good.